Let's talk, let's talk. I love you too. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
Is seeing the audience full of people in the theater, obviously this kind of adoration and respect is all around the world for you. But I think Australia will have to say they got the lead on the rest of the world because they claim you as their own. So welcome back.
Thank you.
To Australia. Let's go to the business side of things. You have been making films all around the world, but also in Australia. And can you share with us, this time back, is it different to your previous times? I think you made films in Melbourne, Brisbane, but you know, in Sydney, what do you love most about coming back to Australia, but what is your experience differently to other times?
It's big difference. When I come to Australia when I was 17, that's, I think the whole country about like 30 million people, that's all. I was in Canberra. And which very few people, you know. You know, the country is so big, so little city, away from Hong Kong, you know, Hong Kong, just that tiny small, you know, 7 million people, wherever you go, there's people. In Canberra, five o'clock, I walk on the street, nobody. Really. And I just remember, a lot of memory, really. We don't have an opera house yet at that time. And suppose I'm going back to Australia for Canberra for with my parents, and it's a holiday. Somehow I cannot stay anymore. I tried to training, but at that time, you know, 28 bell jeans, and tie shirt with a, then jogging on the street because I didn't bring any training suit. So yeah, jogging, then the car stopped. Are you okay? And that time my English not that good. I just, There's some, they really very nice people. You want to ride? You know, exercise. Oh, okay. They go away. Then a car. They keep on stop. They thought I'm missing the road, you know. Then somehow, that's how I feel in Canberra. When I come to Sydney, there's not like today, so many big buildings. Then, and that time, I feel like Australia is a part of my home. So whenever I have a chance, then the first movie I make is Mr. Nice Guy. Is it Mr. Nice Guy? Yes, I think Mr. Nice Guy. Then we worked there for like 4 months. Then after I go back, I get a very good experience. Then I just tell my whole crew, the next movie is First Drive. Then coming back again, I cannot remember Brisbane and Melbourne. I always mixed up. Always boom, boom, boom. Brisbane, Melbourne, I mixed up. Then a big action sequence. We do a lot of big action, Snow Mountain. Where's the Snow Mountain in Brisbane or Melbourne?
Melbourne.
Yeah, the Snow Mountain. Yeah. And the Snow Mountain. I tell you very good. It's a very funny joke. One of my friends, I have to go back to Canberra to see my friend. And my friend said, I want to come with you, but I have to stop the Snow Mountain, Brisbane? Melbourne. Crown Casino. Where's the Crown Casino?
Melbourne.
Oh, Melbourne. Oh, I was in Brisbane. Somehow. Somehow I said I have to go back to see my parents. You come with me? Okay, I come with you, but before you stop in Melbourne. I said, okay. Then we go to Melbourne, then I call my friend. I call my friend, have the dinner, okay. Then as soon as I'm landing, I said, my friend take care of me everything. He has car and everything. I call my friend, hey, I'm in Melbourne, you come over. Yeah, it takes me 1.5 hour flight. I said, where are you? Brisbane. Oh. I said, okay. Then forget it. The next day, I tell my friend. My friend said, let's take a flight to Canberra. I said, no, easy, drive 3 hours. I said, I always drive 3 hours. Are you sure? Yeah, sure. We get up. I said, 9 o'clock, we're going to get on the car. I put all the luggage, and then I call my father. I said, 12:30 in Canberra, in some corner, waiting for me. Okay? Okay. I have the phone. Yeah, I keep driving. And my friend, I get on the car, put the eye mask, then try to sleep. And I'm driving. He was gambling the whole night. And I'm driving. 3 hours passed. I still cannot find a way. Then I pass, my friend, 12, get up. I'm hungry. I said, no, not there yet. Then I keep driving. Suddenly I see the sign. Another 900 miles. Then I call my father. Father, don't. I see you tonight. Then I keep driving until 3 o'clock. My friend get up. I said, no, sleep. No, I cannot sleep anymore. Oh my God, where are you going? I said, I don't know. Still driving. That's how I always mixed up. And I get 3 stopped by the police. That's how I remember. But this day I'm coming back. So no matter I have a chance, I just Canberra, Australia. Because we know the crew here, we know a lot of crew members here, we have a lot of good friends here. It's very easy to make a film here. And also, and especially this time, you know, when I film in a harbor and whatever, the things around here, this easy. I just called the commission, I want to film here. Okay, whatever we want, except you not blow up the harbor. I said, okay. What? You know, last 2 months ago, I was to blow up the London Bridge. The big news, boom. I said, 我已经申请了6个月了.
6 months he applied for.
I applied, then the government, everything's okay. Then, of course, now they won't let everybody do it. And that day, boom, and everybody thought it's a terrorist attack. And and the news, everybody blamed me. Jackie, how can you do that? You should tell us. How can I tell everybody? We already tell 100,000 people surround the ladder. I said, we're going to blow up the 9 o'clock, okay? But how can I tell the tourists?
Jackie, I hope you will leave our bridge alone. Well, Australia is just a little bit bigger than Hong Kong, I think.
No, much bigger.
Well, I was when I grew up, and I look at your Chinese name, or when I thought I knew your Chinese name is Chen Long. Now, I always thought Chen as your last name, Long as dragon, yeah? So then when I was doing a bit of research before I came to interview you, and I actually discovered it's not Chen Long, it's Cheng Long, it's become the dragon. Can you explain to us where does that name come from?
That's interesting. And also my Jackie Chan's name is from Canberra. And that time I was in Canberra, then I have nothing to do, and really, because I was going to Canberra to visit my parents. So every day just follow my father, go to this restaurant, and go to that restaurant, just sit there like this. I don't have a driver license, and nowhere to go, I just follow my father. And a lot of people ask, what's my name? My name, you know, everybody know my name in my house. It's called Shanghainese Apao. Apao is little cannon. My father was Lao Shandong, old Shandong. My nickname is Xiao Shandong, little Shandong. But because I was born like 12 half months, I was 12 half pounds. So everybody called me a cannon. So my Mandarin is a pao. A pao is a cannon, a pao. So in American embassy, everybody called me a Paul. Everybody thought my name's a pao. Paul, a Paul. So I said, no, I have to learn. Oh. And finally, I said, I have to learn English. Because every day, my father was in Canberra, American Embassy, and everywhere you go, you have to be very quiet. Then I have nothing to do, just sit there. I cannot training, do anything. My father take me to the shopping mall. You know, drive a car, you stay here, okay? That's the money, you go to buy food. I pick you up later. Then I just by myself in the shopping mall, just and see people, very little Chinese at that time, not like today. I was hungry. I just go, I see the glasses inside, I just go in, where the line is, hi. And the guy, what? Whatever people say, what? I just, Then I just sit there waiting. My father, I was so hungry. I said, no, I got to speak English. So I tell my father, I said, I have to go to learn English. Then I said, okay, we go to a government school for free. Then I sit there. Well, I was 17. I was very shaking, you know, by myself. No, then I see a lot of old people, young people, all from different countries. I said, oh, nobody speak English. only me, Chinese. Then they say, okay, the new student, what's your name? Then my name is Chan Gong San. The doctor said, what? No, the teacher said, what? I said, okay, your name, Stephen. I said, okay. So in American Embassy, all the army said, hi, Paul. I said, at night, Stephen, hi, hello. Then I realized the whole morning, nothing to do. Every day, my father said, put me in the shopping mall. I said, no, I want to do something. Okay, my friend have a construction company. You have to learn some construction. I said, oh, okay. Then I go to, the guy is from Taiwan Embassy. He was a driver, big fat guy. He take me to the construction site to see the, you need an assistant. That's your assistant. I just sit there. Okay. What's his name? The big fat guy called Jack. He said, call him Jack. I said, okay, you start right away. Then, the big bell things, I use a 橡皮筋.
Elastic.
Elastic. Then I put the things. Then I start right away. Then first English I learn is a barrel, a shovel, cement. This is called cement. Okay. This is called shovel. This is called barrel. This is called water. Sand. Okay. Then every day I just do this kind of things. So my name is Jack, Steve, Paul. Then somehow I go back to Hong Kong, get, you know, when I'm fighting, like I like rhythm, like Jack Chan is no good. Then slowly I know a little bit English, then okay, I put a Y, then Jackie Chan. Then later on, because Jackie Chan not famous at that time. So when I signed the contract with Golden Harvest, Raymond Chow, Y no good, change IE. You know, especially Chinese are suspicious. You know, feng shui, the name, you have the... Then, Chinese name. What's your Chinese name? I said, my Chinese name, Chen Kong Seng. But my martial stunt coordinator name, Chen Yuan Long. Chen... Circle...
Yuan Long.
Circle Dragon. Then they find an old lady who's a little bit feng shui. Then sit in the office, he writes so many names. So many, all dragon, like cloud dragon, small dragon, big dragon, Tang Long, all kind. Then sit down, Jackie, pick one. Then I said, Xiao Long,
small dragon.
Just like Li Xiao Long, Bruce Lee. No, no, no. Bruce Lee already died. Then I said, I don't have the guts to pick Da Long. Oh. Da Long.
Big dragon. He said he's too scared to choose the big dragon.
Either Xiao Xiao Long, okay, I cannot bigger than Bruce Lee. Then I said, okay, Yun Long, Cao Long, Klaus Long. You always see Chinese picture with all the cows, the dragon. It looks nice. He said, no good for you. I said, why? You will never success because the dragon always in the clouds. Sometimes see the head, sometimes see the tail, so never see your whole body. That means you. And I said, okay. Then why don't you pick this Chen Long becoming a dragon? I said, no, too big. It's just too big, Chen Long. If you are Chinese, you know Chen Long is, wow, just big. Then I said, no. Then I said, no, it's just Chen Long, you're Chen Long. Then the boss said, okay, Chen Long. And that time, the movie come out, doesn't success. When I go to the makeup, dubbing.
Yeah.
When there's a door, there's a crowd of the people, all the dubbings, not like today, you know, with the sounds together. We make the film first, then we dub later. Sometime at night, I just walk in to in the small window pit. I want to learn dubbing. You know, the dubbing again. Sometimes they just like a conversation. They're just standing there, like they just said, "How can the company spend this kind of money and let this guy to make a movie? Small eyes, big nose. Don't know how to act." You know, I just standing there. It's not Chen Long, it's Chen Chong. He will never becoming a dragon. He will only becoming a worm.
A worm.
I tell you what, I'm just standing here, my tears just... Even I look at myself really ugly. I don't know how to acting at that time. Wrong script, wrong character. Really, at that time I just follow the director. You know, I was very young in the movie. There's every girl fall in love with me. Then I refused them. I want that, but it's not me. So I go away just crying by myself. Few years later, I go to dubbing, you know, Pete again. They said, wow, look at this guy. Even the toes know how to act. So good. No, between you're famous, you're not famous. Yeah. That's how becoming a Chen Long and Jackie Chan.
Whatever that that person who chose the name, obviously done you good. And you have become the dragon. You know, I've counted about 7 or 8 films you have done. I think I Googled, it says you have been involved or made over 150 films. But
I've been making a film 56 years.
Right.
including child actor, stuntman, high class stuntman, stunt coordinator, producer, over 250 movies.
Yeah, and so it fascinates me with the quite a few of the 7 or 8 films all themed dragons. So you obviously have incredible fondness of dragon. Zui Quan is the drunken fist,
yes.
Fighting style. Can you elaborate a little bit how you developed and how did you find doing it, which is obviously very unique?
It's a Zui Quan is one of the traditional Chinese martial art. And somehow, Yuan Heping and Wu Siyuan, one of my bigger brother and one is one of the producer, they think about this idea, then we make the film. And of course, we create a lot of movement. And of course, Drunken Master one, very success. And that time, I just asked myself, after Africa, I jogging in the morning, then I see so many young children just do these kind of things. Then I said, wow, I really, the movie, what I made, I really influence a lot of children. So this is why for the future, when I'm making a movie, I'm very careful the way I'm talk, the way I'm doing, not like or the old day. Anything makes the audience laughing, I just do it, you know, like this. And then after, when I travel around the world, I see so many children learn from me, then I say, as a producer or director or actor, we have the responsibility for the society of the children. So I look back at the Drunken Master one, why I'm telling the people drinking and fighting is wrong. So this is why I immediately make the Drunken Master 2 to correct myself. Don't drink, don't fight. I don't know, Auden, you know a lot. If you don't know, you look at the movie. Good, it's a good movie. But I make myself comfortable. I correct myself. Anything I do something wrong, I correct myself. And so this is why you drink too much. So in the movie, there's so many men. How much you drink? Of course, when you drink, you fall down, it doesn't know. But you drink too much, you're gonna faint. So in the movie, and I tell, because I'm drinking, then I get naked, hanging here, and after the father said, say something, they throw the fan, the boat, the water can carry the boat, and also the water can flip the boat. Yeah, there's some kung fu inside. I have to correct myself all those years, even like, there's so many, the later on, after Drunken Master, so many movies, you can see there's so many messages inside. If you don't know, you don't know. You know, I'm happy. If you really don't know, I make myself happy. Like there's small things like Dragon Blade. Do you see Dragon Blade? Yeah, it's about peace. Because a few years ago, why there's so many war in the Middle East? I have to make a movie called Peace, so I make Dragon Blade. And because there's so many treasure stole away from China, then I said I have to make 12 Zodiac. And even in the movie, there's so small things like, I suddenly cannot remember. First Strike, when I was wanted in the newspaper. And when the lady walk around, see the paper, scared, turn around, then I look at the, suppose I just walk away. But in the movie, I see the lady walk away, then I see the newspaper, I pick up the newspaper, I put in the rubbish trunk, I walk away. It's same thing. Yeah, same thing. You can, from a movie, I hope, from these small things, if in Australia, in the whole world, everybody walk around, see the rubbish, just pick up, then the whole world will be very clean. That's my little insight. I want to show something.